Yo, it's Erica with the Black National Assembly and Southern Movement Committee. So, so excited to welcome folks to our podcast, October podcast. Happy fall. Happy pre-Scorpio season. Also, shout out to the Libras. Don't get upset. All right, bet. So today we have our youth assembly taking over the podcast. Super excited to have them on the team to talk to us about the youth town hall and really their vision of public safety and beautiful, amazing schools. So what that can look like and currently what's happening. So I'm going to start us off real quick with an icebreaker so we can get to know who's in the room. If you can give us your name and also give us what song you listening to and what your sign is, because it seemed like it's some Libras here. So y'all already know I'm Erica. I'm a Scorpio. Shout out to all the Scorpios. The song I'm listening to right now is one song that's really helping me run, do my like workout. I just found this in NLE Choppa and Lil Wayne song. And I was like, oh my God, I see why people like him. So I'm going to pass it to my right.
Hey, it's Monica. My favorite song right now is by Drake and Lil Baby, Wants and Needs.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Voki. Am I in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go for it.
The current song that I'm listening to is Entice Me by John Vinyl. And what was the last question?
Oh, what's your sign?
Yeah. Oh, Scorpio.
Oh, turn up. Hey, we in here.
Hey, I'm Jalea. The song that I'm listening to at the moment is Came Too Far by Friday, and I'm a Pisces.
Turn up.
My name is Carell. My sign is a Pisces. My song is Anything by J. Cole.
What? I'm Anaya, and the song that I'm listening to right now is The Great Gatsby by Rod Wave. And my sign is a Libra. Happy birthday to me.
Happy Yay. Birthday. Turn up. So I feel like we got what? Is it two Libras?
No.
Okay, what? You a Virgo?
No. Scorpio.
She's a Pisces.
Pisces. Oh, y'all both Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh. All three of us. Oh, my goodness. Okay, cool. And two Scorpios and a Libra. Happy birthday to the Libras. Shout out to you, Anaya. All right, cool. So let's get into it. We always do a new segment on our podcast so people know, you know, current events, what we're thinking about as we do our strategy and our campaign work. So I can start off with my new segment. So I think one piece of new segment. So Delicia Porterfield, who is newly elected to Metro Council at large, she's an at-large council person, was recently a district council person, but she and a few other folks proposed legislation or a resolution to receive money from the state to put more police in schools, which was disappointing because I thought she was supposed to be progressive. So that was wild that one of the first things she did was like, I'm gonna get money from the state to put police in schools. So that's my news. Who want to go next? Go for it.
My news is, shameless promo a little bit. Stay tuned January 13th, 2024. I will be dropping a podcast called Black Girls Got to Say Too.
Turn up.
So just
okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. Make sure we get the link to that so we can push it out.
Yeah. I kind of just wanted to like go over the Morgan State shooting that just happened that caused them to cancel homecoming. I feel like that was kind of a wrong time. You know, it shouldn't have happened at all.
But. Right. So they canceled homecoming. That's a big deal, too, especially for HBCUs.
Yep.
It's a big deal for, like, the local economy also. So, dang. So really sad to hear about the shooting at Morgan State and looking to, like, organize and to put pressure on legislators to, like, prevent these type of shootings.
So. I will say, speaking of homecoming, TSU's is coming up, so turn up for that.
Yep, and we're going to be in the parade, so look for us in the parade. Yes.
Yeah, look for me, but I'm not going
to be there. Thank you for sharing that. Shout out to TSU, Go Blue.
Third season of Alice in the Borderland is coming out.
Okay. Where can we find it?
Netflix.
Okay, come on.
My news is actually a little crazy. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but I seen on TikTok that this couple,
Rashawn and Lashondra.
Yeah, her name is Rashawn and Lashondra. She got caught stealing her own wife's money. I think that's so crazy.
LaConda is what we call her.
That's sad because she give us the lessons, don't she? Yeah.
Now she on TikTok reading scriptures to us like, where's that lady money at?
Hello.
That's real. I see on Instagram, but you see on TikTok, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, praying for that family that they receive the healing and restoration that she needs.
She good.
So thank y'all for sharing that. So I want to get into some questions. Just want to talk to y'all a little bit about like what y'all seeing in schools and y'all experiences. So I want to start with Anaya and Karell for this first one. But how would you describe your school environment and why? Like, what does it feel like to be at school? What are the like feelings that you experience and some of the things that stand out to you? And we'll start with Anaya and Karell. If y'all could speak into the mic too.
I would say I go to Maplewood, so I would say that the environment at first had been a little hectic and a little crazy, but we have a new, like, assistant principal, and he was a warden at a jail. So, I mean, I guess that it's kind of starting to feel more suffocated and, like, kind of like prison-like. It's kind of like almost like they're reinforcing the same structures that you would reinforce in a jail.
Right. So we see the school-to-prison pipeline. Just really, we can look at it and see the connection there just because the principal, right, is a warden. Interesting choice, Metro National Public Schools.
I go to Early College High School for reference. I feel like my school environment is pretty free, sometimes a little too free, if that makes any sense. I also feel like we're just a bunch of individuals and we're not like a group. There's no like unity within ourselves. Like, it's kind of weird.
Man, and so Early College High is on a college campus. So you looking for that more structure, right? That would help build community. And also like community helps us feel safe. Like, that's one of the components of safety. Thank you for sharing that. So the next question is from Monica and Volke. Do you see policing in your school? Right. So, and if so, like, what does that look like, and what has been your experience? And policing can be like surveillance, school resource officers, metal detectors, things like that.
Miss Monica, I'm gonna go ahead and go first. Policing in my school looks like a security guard at every corner in the stairwell, you know. Just, you can tell that my school is trying to make it safe, but it's a little too overbearing for me. So, you know, at some point it starts to seem like it's too much and like you can't do nothing. You can tell that they're trying to crack down to help us out, but then at the same time, it's like they're working against us at the same time. But going along with cameras, it's not many, but the ones that's there, they are definitely looking at.
Literally.
So yeah, they looking at them. You could be anywhere, but they go check them for sure.
And y'all just got metal detectors, yeah?
Yeah, so like they putting up a little more security for our entrances at the school with the shooting that happened at Cavaillat. So yeah, it's crazy. You know, if you walk in the office, you definitely gotta wait till somebody let you out. So don't be in a rush to go nowhere.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. And I know that that is a difficult place to be in to say, okay, we had metal detectors, security guard at every corner, and we got the cameras always watching us. And so later we can get into like what you would rather see, what other things would help folks feel safety, which we can lock doors. That's a part of safety and make sure it's difficult to get into the building. But it doesn't always have to mean a security guard at every corner or metal detectors, because I would even imagine that makes it more difficult to get into the school and start your day because you got to go through the metal detectors and the wand. I'm like, this is feeling like a court, like we going to court at this point. So thank you for sharing that, Monica. Volke, what about you?
So there's definitely like school police in our school, but like they're barely there. Like you'll see them like once or twice, like around the halls. But it's mostly like, oh, there's surveillance like everywhere, just not in the classrooms. Actually, some teachers do record in classrooms. But metal detectors, I think they put it like at the front of our entrance. Don't quote me on that. But I think they put it at the front of the doors because when you walk into like the building, like it makes a beep beep sound. I was like,
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like the office situation is like they don't let you like get out of the door until like a parent signs you in. So if you're late, like, they don't.
You can't come in.
You can't go in. Yeah, they send you home, bro. Like, that made me upset.
What? They send you home if you late? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Help me understand that. How does that work?
Like, both doors are locked, and they're like, okay, a parent has to, like, come in the building with you after, like, 7:10 to sign you in, and then they'll unlock the doors and let you in.
Yeah.
Like, there's this button that they press, like, let you get into school.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, that sounds really tough.
I feel like it's extra, but I feel like that's one of them situations. You got parents, some parents send their kids to school, but their kids don't go to school. So I feel like that's more of a making sure your mama know you're here late kind of situation.
No, I feel that. I definitely think that it can be a both thing. Go ahead, Anaya.
And I feel like it's also, but it's harder for the students like me. Like, I'm 18. My mama does not take me to school anymore.
Right.
I go to school on my own. So if it comes to a situation where I just so happen to miss the bus and have to drive myself to school, now I have to go all the way home, get my mama, make her drive all the way up there. It's like it becomes a hassle for students who are already grown. Like, I understand the ones that
it's like when we turn 18, we can sign our own papers as if we're our parents. So if I can sign my own papers, I can sign myself in and out of school.
Right.
No, that's real. Thank y'all for sharing that, because it does put more pressure, and it feels onerous to the parents too. So let's say, you know, your mama working late, she got home at 2 because she worked the night shift at the hospital or something. So now she got to wake up, you know, because you might be running a little. Yeah. So that can be a lot.
Yeah, I see that as a burden. For
right,
sure.
Right. Yep. Burden is the right word. So the next question is for Jalea and Voki again. We're going to come back to you. Are there caring adults in your school? Do you have counselors, teachers, administrators, the lunch lady? Like, do you feel like you have caring adults at your school that help you feel like you are welcome to get the education that you deserve?
I would have to say, yeah. I go to early college. So, like, to me, our main principal, he's not as involved with the students as I feel like he could be. But as far as the assistant principal, like, she's so involved. She got everybody's number. She'll blow your phone up. If you don't respond, she's going to keep, like, she makes sure she check on us. We got a lot of teachers that if we just want to go talk, we can. So I feel like we do.
That's helpful. That feels, like, does that feel healthy? Does it make you feel safe?
Yeah. Because it's like, if something going on, you can just send her a message and you fine.
Right.
The fact that I feel like I can talk to you about certain stuff,
That's helpful. Thank you for sharing that.
Within our school, we do definitely have, like, caring adults. We have counselors, but, like, those counselors mainly focus on, like, school stuff. So we have therapists in our school. There's, like, only, like, 2, I believe. But, like, you can even talk to your teachers. Like, they get your number and stuff, and they can, like, help you out, I guess. Like, when there was the situation with, like, our old principal, nobody, like, liked her. But, like, everybody knew collectively. We're all talking about it, and, like, eventually got a new principal.
Good. I will say one thing, also shout out to Overton, because when we came to your school last year, we were like, oh, they don't have on the uniforms. And I asked the teacher, I was like, what happened? She's like, oh, like, probably like a few years ago, the students protested and then they took away the school uniforms. So I think about the difference between like what's going on at Overton and what's maybe going on at Maplewood or East, where do y'all feel like y'all have caring adults and do y'all have uniforms?
I definitely have a uniform. Khaki pants, blue bottom, black, red, and any color shirt, and don't have stripes, polka dots, nothing on it. And on that, do I have caring adults? I feel like once I'm out of that school door, once I walk down them steps, I don't know who I'm going to call on. It's probably going to be my mama, though. But inside of school, I do have staff that I talk to that they think just like the kids. They don't know why we're doing half of the things that we're going through. They just know that it's their job and that's their boss. So they just go with it.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, so I would say my freshman year, I'm a senior now, don't laugh. My freshman year, like, it was told to us in an email that we had to wear uniforms. Y'all know Maplewood. We not going for that. So we boycotted the whole thing. I'm first day of school. You can't suspend the entire school.
Nah,
I'm talking about nobody had on khaki pants. And she also told us, like, literally, like, a week before school, a lot of us have to collect the funds for them school clothes. That's expensive, baby. So, no thank you. As far as, like, caring adults, honestly, I feel like if you're not in athletics, I don't feel like that you don't have anyone to talk to for real, even though we right. do have like mental health counselors, quote unquote. But if you're not in athletics and you don't have a coach, you're probably not going to feel the safest because you don't know who to talk to and who to turn to. Like, so.
And for the most part, I feel like some of the coaches be concerned, but they just be wanting to make sure they players can be on the field for real. Like, as far as checking on, like, you academics-wise, make sure you don't get hurt. They just trying to make sure you able to play the game. They ain't really, like, yeah. which is why they don't communicate with other students outside of the team like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that. And I remember when I was in school, my senior year was the first year at East where it was, and that was 2007, Ooh. 2008. Right. I know. Don't but we had East been having uniforms that long. And I remember it being like, we would be police. Like, we couldn't wear certain type of hoodies. Like, I would be cold and I had a hoodie and they sent me to the principal office.
You gotta wear East.
She gonna be mad yeah. about it.
Why? Well, I mean, right? I'm hot too. Like, I already was. Saw the injustices going on. But I was like, for real? Over a hoodie? And I remember they had a little protest where we had to tuck in our shirt. So they had a protest. It was like, get bucked, don't tuck. So they was like, we not tucking our shirts in. But I shout out to Maplewood, Overton, you know, for being like, we going to push back against these school uniforms because it gives the administration another way to police your bodies. Like, it's another way to police you.
And it's, yeah. like, with the dress code that's already going on, like, if you put all the kids in, like, the same uniform, like, Maplewood trying to get the exact same uniform, like, a customized Maplewood uniform, it takes away your sense of identity. A lot of right. kids do not dress the same. It takes away, like, the expression of yourself. We already have to cover up certain things or, like, hide certain things, and it just takes away, like, the individuality. Like, you create one big person.
Right.
And although that does have some pros, like, you know, it takes away bullying. You can't bully me because I don't have what you have.
You dress like I'm dressing.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to dress like you dressing. I don't want to put that on. Like,
right. That's really helpful, and I know that I appreciate also being able to talk about what support and caring adults look like. And we hear one person being like, we do have caring adults, and another person just naming that unless you are unless you're a student that is an athlete or maybe on the AV honor roll, then you maybe don't have that person to talk to. And I think that puts us in a difficult place. And I love that you feel like you have that. I think Karell, Jaleah, y'all talked about what that looks like. And Voki, that y'all have therapists at school who are there for you. And I think that is helpful. So I'm curious to learn more about if there are supported programs at your school. Like, do you have access to wellness support, mental health support, counseling? And I want to go to Anaya and Monica. Back to y'all for that.
It's Anaya again. I feel like as far as supportive counselors, like the people that are there to actually do that specific job, there are 7. Now, do they rotate in and out of the schools? Yes, they do. They rotate through like Kip and Jerry Baxter. And it's like, it's understandable because mental health resources are so like limited at this point.
Yeah.
But it also like, for me, I've always had mental health outside of school, and I've always had like counselors and therapists, but they kept changing and switching because, you know, you find a better job, new money, you gone. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you do that inside of school, the only thing like to me is I can't trust anyone new after I just told this one person my entire life story. And then I turn around and go to school one day and you're gone, and now I have to restart with this next person. It's like I can't keep repeating my story.
That point,
it's like
I might as well broadcast it to the world.
Like. Yeah, it's like I'm a broken record. Like,
right. So. And you got to relive the things too. Yeah. Every time you have to tell somebody new.
And it's like it's kind of hard to even speak on the situations or the things that I've been through without breaking down into tears. So imagine having to repeat that to 7 different people because, you know, you find new money and a better job.
Yeah.
So we have them. I just feel like there needs to be a point where there needs to be somebody.
Consistency.
Like somebody who won't leave just because there's new money.
Right. So I also hear in that is y'all are sharing them with different schools. So we know there's a limited amount of school counselors, of therapists, but you know who's not sharing? School resource officers, they at the school. They not having to go back and forth. So I do wonder what it looks like to actually pay school therapists and counselors what they really need to make, like to really invest in them and make sure it's like one, two assigned to your school that are just at your school. And that is their work, to build relationships, to practice the therapy and make sure folks have what they need to feel well and supported. And even being like, we want nurses at the school who are not, we don't share with another school. Monica, what about you?
Okay. I'm being a little transparent about the school right now. So supportive programs is not really, I mean, of course, there's counselors for different grades. Depending on what grade you're in, you all have the same counselor. The only thing about that is that we don't have a different counselor for every grade. So the senior counselor could be the freshman counselor. And, you know, senior work is what counselors also help with. So I feel like that could just crash in with the mental health resources and who you could run to, because you over here helping with FAFSA or something, you know?
Right.
But supportive things that they use as like gardening, I guess, to see and check up on you every now and again is like, every Wednesday we have to get on this link and you got to fill out how you feel during the week and ask you questions, you know, are you safe at home or at school? And, you know, depending on your question, they might come talk to you separately. But I feel that, of course, our school know how everything operate. Like, kids are not dumb. They catch on to stuff. They're going to be like, I'm talking to this counselor, and I told you not to tell my mama. Now, my mama talking about what I just told you.
Right.
So, it's like, I know it's plenty of people who lie on there, and they be like, I mean, not saying that they're not safe. Now, if it was something crazy, I feel like they would be vocal about it. But just about your mental health, then we go tell y'all we okay. So we don't want you pulling us out of class. And it's so obvious. Like, you go put them out of class because, you know, they wrote something personal on there thinking that they just getting it off their chest. And now we pulling you out of class because they trying to figure out what's wrong with you. So. Right. Yeah, I feel like depending on the person you are, it might be people at my school who actually, you know, put in here and there. I mean, it's literally the teacher that you sit in class with that has to read it. So I'm going to put just how I'm feeling about that class. I don't put too much. I answer and I tell them, you know, school getting boring to me. Like, I put that on there every week. So that same lady is reading the same thing every week because I'm letting her know, like, nothing about school is new. Like, you know, Monday through Friday is the same thing. So when they ask me how I'm doing, I just put the same thing, same emoji. You know, I'm a 7. I'm a 7 out of 10. You know, it's nothing too crazy. But yeah, at the same time, I do agree with Anaya too, because we do have a restorative room. And from my freshman to my junior year right now, none of those people have been in that same room. Every time you come in there, it's somebody different. So I had an African guy. He was in there and he was really cool. We talked to him and he was talking to me. And he told me how, you know, he got a better job coming. I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him, see him. I don't know where that man is. I hope he's good. But, you know, now I got 3 new people coming in there and I don't even know their name. So we do need consistency in that just as much as I have a new resource officer, you know, in my school, because it's a bald head guy in there one day, then the next day it's a dude in there with hair. So, you know, like, it's not much consistency, but they gonna make sure they consistent on the security. So
that's real. Now, thank you for sharing that. I feel like you raised up some really helpful points, and we talked a lot about mental health and counseling and what that looks like, and even like the shortcomings of it. And it's hard to do restorative justice or really even share how you really feel and seek help when folks are constantly moving and changing. And then even when there's this, like, it becomes difficult when it's like, now my mama knows, or now maybe y'all calling the police on my parents without really exploring what's really going on because of something I put on the paper.
I
so
be mad that day.
Like, right.
You know how
right.
I feel the, like, right. She get on my nerves. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. And I see that happen plenty of times. My friend come in class mad. They tell her, do her little check-in. Now they trying to check in on her for
dang,
real.
Dang, like, I didn't mean it like that. I'm
like,
just
what's going on? Now she over here telling them, like, I'm just mad. I'm just having a rough morning, you know.
That's real.
But it's stuff like that.
Thank you for sharing that. I want to go into school facilities, and I want to go to Jaleah and Karell because y'all are at a school that is not traditional, like, you know, the schools that we've been talking to or high school I went to. So curious, Jaleah and Karell, if y'all want to tell us about the school facilities. And is it, you know, is it clean, accessible? I will say at Stratford, they got the bathrooms on lock during the, chained up during the, during the, what is it?
Transition.
Right, during the transition period or something like that. And then somebody got teachers in the bathroom that got to be in there when people using it. So is that y'all experience? What does it feel like at your school?
At early college, especially because we are with Nashville State, all the facilities are well-maintained. I will say they have a gym, I guess, but it's been closed the entire time that I've been there. Yeah. I mean, everything, it's all pretty well-maintained. I'm not going to lie. The dirtiest things are, like, where the people can't maintain themselves, like leaving trash and like the pods and things like that. Yeah. But they keep up with it. It's good.
And having a clean school environment is helpful to helping you feel safe, yeah, right? And cared for.
Like she said, we go to school on college campus. So like we have the gym. Now they've been working on the building, so it has been closed. But I feel like they help in more areas than the gym because it's a 4-mile trail right behind the school. So, like, if you want to just go walk, like, free your mind, exercise, you can between classes, stuff like that. You can walk around the quad. So, mm-hmm. I feel, and it's clean. So, I feel like it's a good environment overall.
Right, right. I love that you said that. I wanted to talk a little bit about the town hall in the time we have left because we talked a lot about kind of the problem, our assessment of what schools feels like, even talking about some of the ways that we feel safe or that the way that administration has gone about forcing surveillance and policing our schools has undermined our ability to feel safe. But I'm curious, and I know at the town hall, we're going to talk more about solutions. So I wanted to hear about, we have a town hall on November 11th, redefining public safety town hall that's being led by the y'all, held down by y'all. So curious what y'all are looking forward to talking about at the town hall. We'll just go around. Does that sound like a good idea? Mm-hmm. Who want to start us off?
I will.
Go for it.
Being on Nashville State's campus, they have security, but their main priority are the staff, so like the president of the campus. We don't really have any security guards, any SROs, and for the most part, I feel pretty safe other than the situation that happened some weeks ago. But even still then, like, that was pretty well maintained.
Right. So at the town, how are you looking forward to talking about ways to feel safe at school? Bet. We can go this way.
I guess we could talk about more like mental health inside counselors inside of schools like ours. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm not mistaken, we have a new lady. I cannot tell you what she's there for because we don't be in the two hallways we got. Right. So, but I do know we have a counselor, mind you. The new lady's just this year. So talking when I was there. She doesn't really question like anything as far as how we feel. She's more on the prepping you for college and stuff like that.
Okay.
I say the most she do is if you miss too many days, she'll do a little paper why and do your parent. Other than that, we don't really have that. Like, we have the people, the resources from Nashville State, but it's like that's on a college level. I feel like we should have that with the high school as well, because if I want to go in there and just talk about high school stuff, I should be able to do that with somebody who's in that environment and know what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Y'all brought up two big things that I feel like we want to discuss. And Monica kind of also brought it up too, but really talking about youth-led processes around mental health. Like, y'all should have a say-so on what mental health resources looks like in your school, because it feels like that it's done without y'all, which is why y'all like, I ain't really feeling it. What you looking forward to talking about at the town hall?
I'm definitely looking forward to talking about, like, security and how we can better feel safe, because although I didn't mention it before, even though we don't have, like, police monitoring every halls, we have new hall monitors, like, about 20 of them. Like, there's 5 of them in one section, bro.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and it's like,
why are they teaching them to be police so early? Go ahead. So.
We can't do, like, anything without a hall monitor, like, stopping us.
Oh, Lord. Not. Yes. Oh, my God.
And that puts them in a bad spot.
Yeah. For a second, but, like, yeah, I feel like we can't really go anywhere. We have, like, e-hall pass and stuff like that, so your teacher has to let you out of the classroom before you can go anywhere. And, like, for the boys, they can get searched at any time in the bathroom.
What?
They don't have to have a reason. They get searched.
So that's like, jail.
I swear.
And that's the thing. Is like nobody wants to really feel like that. And you would think the SROs and stuff are to protect us from the outside,
right?
But y'all are inside, so y'all not doing anything
that's
about
the thing.
Who can come in. So like y'all aren't benefiting us really. Y'all hurting us more than anything.
Not the
That's traumatizing.
Yeah. That made my head hurt. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really stuck on the security part and mental health. That's something I really want to talk about at the town hall because, you know, I feel like if it's a fight going on, I ain't going to lie, I was just a fighter in my school. And we don't fight as much as it was my freshman year, but that fight is like, it's 3-2 SROs in my school. So why is my teacher breaking up the fight? Like, why he on the ground?
That's what you're supposed to be
Ain't that
for.
What you're getting paid for? So it's like, Metro puts so much money into SROs that we don't even know and realize, like, it's millions of dollars going into them. And it's then, it's like, you just sitting there, like, was you on your lunch break when that fight happened? Like, what's going on? And then the mental health part is just like, it's so many ways we could go about it. It's just like they doing the bare minimum because y'all want to put the maximum on this SRO and security.
You getting paid to
You
be
more
nothing.
So focused on my dress code and what I got on. And you're not focused on, you know, why my friend hasn't been coming to school for the last week or so. You know, something like that. It's just like it make you wonder what is Metro really doing for us. So I want to talk about what we could change about it. And mental health and the SROs is like the biggest one.
Can I like it. Yep, we're going to go to Anaya, okay. Then we'll come back to Julia.
I'm sorry.
Look. What I feel like, y'all are talking about the security and all of that is wonderful, but I just wrote a paper, so I'm going to speak on this. The biggest thing to me right now is the education of our young people.
Yep.
We are all behind. I see so many classmates. We are seniors, and there is no reason why we can't spell, we can't read, we can't write. Like
it's, your GPA is lower than a 2.
Yeah, huh? Like GPAs are literally the average GPA in my school now is a 1.8.
Dang.
And oh at this God. Point, I'm just trying to figure out how we only got 3 people in the running for valedictorian.
Because they so focused on security and dress code and all that. Y'all aren't worried about
my school ain't even focused on security. Maplewood ain't touched security. Our SROs don't even do nothing. I don't even see him in the hallway in my business.
Let's go back to what she just said. They get paid all their money to do absolutely nothing.
So it's like my biggest thing right now is the education of our people, man. Mm-hmm. Like the kids is slow. Sorry.
They are underinvested in, yeah. Is what I'm hearing. I appreciate you lifting it up. And the townhouse sounds like we gonna get into it. We're gonna talk about what public safety is, and a part of public safety gotta be actually investing in our young people in real sustainable ways so we can read beyond the third or second grade reading level, so we're prepared to graduate
as seniors,
right? As seniors, right? And that we feel safe and have the investments that we need. So I want to invite everybody, young people, you know, young folks, come out to the town hall, other community members who want to listen and are prepared to listen and follow the leadership of young people as they lead us in redefining public safety and talking about what it looks like to invest in education and in emotional wellness inside of our school and wellness inside of our school. So thank y'all so, so much. Any last things to say, invites, before we wrap up?
Like I said, January 13th, did I say, January 13th, make sure y'all tap into the podcast, man. I'm looking for new guests, anybody that's a minority, mainly black girls, because you know we got a lot to say, make sure y'all tap in, listen to the podcast, man. I'm planning to take it all the way.
Sign up. Anything else, y'all?
I really think what she said was crazy, like, I really was overlooking that, but it's crazy to overlook that, and that's the main problem, but
that's what we're in school for.
And the crazy part is I go to a magnet school, so when my teacher was telling me our average for ACT, and I'm finna be a junior, it made me want to take it every weekend. Like, I got to get the score up, because they talking about a 14.8 for the average of a magnet school. It make me worry.
Oh, Lord.
And I never, like, this is my junior year. You know, that's your biggest year in high school, so it's like, I want to take that ACT every weekend if I have to. I paid a little $55, but I'm glad you brought that up. That's crazy that we overlook, because there's so many problems in Metro schools and everywhere right now.
Right.
They already trying to take black education.
Right. We already see it under attack by the state as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Come out and hear from our young people. We have a number of other young people who will also be participating. So thank y'all so much. Come out to the town hall November 11th on the campus of TSU. Shout out Tennessee State University.
Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. Thank y'all so much. Thank you to the Youth Assembly for taking over the podcast for the month of October. Shout out to y'all.
Sure.
See you at the parade. Peace.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good job. Good job, y'all.
Okay, 'cause what?
Yeah, 'cause why do we eat that?